I like the boardroom.
Was that me? I would have to go with third floor of Olin.
No snaps there.
No snaps. It's really boring.
I love the aerobics room, but if the ARB counts as Gustavus, then the ARB. The ARB.
I'm going to have to go with the ARB, too. Rebecca. Dawn.
I'm going to have to go with the pool.
Sam.
Go with the campus center.
David.
There's a little hill past the ARB.
The sauna.
Anywhere but the library. Probably over by the water feature by the art. Like that.
Peter.
I'd say third floor back, that one room's got like all the windows.
Mark.
My room, now that my roommate is studying abroad.
Driving up College Avenue, blasting Baba Yetu with all the windows open. Best sight ever.
What's Baba
Yetu?
That's
cool. In the warming room in London.
The gymnastics foam pit.
Pittman Hall.
Old Main.
Awesome. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Eric.
The pull up bar, which happens to be at the third floor in lunch.
Danny.
The diversity center.
Me.
The hockey rink.
Adam.
My bad.
Janet, I want to say right behind Old Main, I'm at Hillen's. Blanket, not right now, in the spring. Put a blanket, nice tan, bedding, tie it up. Did I do it again? No, it's not about my head. Okay.
The organic chemistry labs.
I gotcha.
Where the magic started, my freshman room, sorry, 121.
I forgot the news here. We'll move to a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes from February 24th?
I'm the assistant dean of students, and prior to that spent 14 years in the campus activities office. I am in, I don't know if in charge is the right word, but working with our awards and recognition this year, and so I want to put it all out there for you all and encourage you to nominate others or nominate yourselves, and I want to show you how easy that is to do. So who has control of what's on the screen?
I do.
Would you bring up the Dean of Students website? So there's lots of awards on campus, lots of different offices sponsor different awards, and they're all fantastic. Our office sponsors three in particular. So on the left-hand column on the Dean's office page is awards and scholarships. Can you see that? Would you click on that, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So there's three primary awards that our office coordinates, I guess would be the right word for it. And they're all accessible on this website. So let's go to, well, we'll start at the top. Let's go to Gilda St. Ansgar first. So these are seniors. So if you're a senior, this one is one that's, it can be nominated by others, but it's also very much apply yourself if you're interested. And we actually encourage, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, okay? We encourage all students to fill out this kind of senior form anyway, because it lists your involvements
and
things. We don't know. Okay. So click on go to participation form. Yep. So this is for like a self nomination. And it's kind of a survey. And so the top 8% roughly of the senior class, both anybody's eligible as long as you're a senior, fills out this form and tells us about your involvement. So you can see at the top, you would all fill in the student government leadership portion. Other activities, volunteer service, things you've been involved in, you fill this out, check it, and then click submit at the bottom, I think.
Yeah.
It looks terrible, but it's not really. It's maybe like 6 minutes of your time, 7 minutes of your time. Other things, and then submit. The deadline for this one and the deadline for all three of these awards is April 7th. So that's roughly a month from now, and you're like, yeah, I got tons of time. But it will sneak up on you really fast, and it's right after spring break. It's right after spring break so that faculty and staff that would nominate get that little break in their schedule to maybe do nominations during spring break. But for you all, essentially, that probably means you would want to get it done before spring break that you would leave. So that's St. Ansgar. So then if you go back, Paul Magnuson, we'll go there. So Magnuson, if you're a first-year student or for some reason you don't know, that's kind of our premier leadership and service award. I would say we recognize roughly 10 to 15 a year students and or organizations and or events and initiatives. And it doesn't have to be a recognized student organization. It could be a cool group of students that have gathered together to do something really neat. And it doesn't have to be a traditional program. It can also be an initiative. And I'm trying to think of examples, and the only ones I can think of are from a really long time ago. But this one is nominated. So your name goes in there, then you put your nominee in and what category, and then a narrative description. Pretty easy. The more detailed you can be, the better for the selection committee, obviously. And if you only know a person in one capacity and you want to nominate them, maybe you ask them for the resume or ask to get some more information so that you can talk a little bit about their totality. So a selection committee does those. And then those and a whole bunch of other awards, all three of these, I should say, and a bunch of other awards are given out at Night of Distinction, which is May 4th. Put it on your calendars. Sunday evening, the 4th of May, and senators will be invited, and people who are nominated for these awards get invited, as well as CS and readers and PAs and volunteer people out of CSL and lots of other groups. Can you click back for me one more time, and we'll talk about OpenLig quick. So this is a junior or senior student who is selected for demonstrating leadership in raising campus awareness of gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender rights and concerns. Cool thing about this award, it is an endowed award, so $2,500 goes to the winner.
Directly to the winner.
Check. Here is a check for you. So think about that, and either yourself or people that you know that you'd like to do, and there's an application right there, clickable. Easy, easy. And then, you have to answer like two questions for it. So you might nominate someone and that's great, but ultimately they'll fill out this application. So they have to answer the two questions for the $2,500. And there's also paper applications at the Dean of Students office, and there will be in the Diversity Center. So I want to encourage you all to think about yourselves or other people to these awards. You're great leaders in this room. You know other great leaders who are well worthy of this, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. Does anybody have any questions about it?
Technically, right now, we don't have room for questions, or like they can't ask questions.
Gotcha.
But if you do have questions for Megan, I would highly recommend email.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And Rubel.
Step up at our office. Campus Activities knows a lot about most of the awards, so stay with us.
Great. Thank you. Is there anyone else here for community comment? Anyone else for community comment? Community comment. Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. The first item of old business is the ballot referendum, and I'll turn this over to Co-President Timmons.
Yes, you will. So, tonight we have the wonderful benefit of having both Andrew Johnson and me verbal here to talk about the referendum. Are we bringing? Okay. So this is what we are proposing on the floor tonight. If you choose to consider this as a potential referendum that would go before the student body, we won't necessarily have debate on it tonight, but you are always able to ask questions, so you can ask us more questions and ask Megan and Andrea questions.
First, before you read it, so what we're looking for tonight is a vote to consider. So consider would mean that we look at it tonight, ask questions, there will be no discussion because you don't have discussion and consideration. And then for the next week, you may ask any questions, talk to us, talk to potentially Megan or Andrea. And then next week, we'll have debate, discussion, and a final vote on the referendum, in theory.
So, the referendum, as proposed, is for the past several years, a renovation of the Dive area in the Johnson Student Union has been a prime concern of students. A fee increase to students in the anticipated new Dive fee will allow the college to complete this renovation to better suit students' needs. I agree to a $50 increase in the creation of a Dive fee for 8 years. The fee increase will be used for the sole purpose of renovating the Dive.
I will now open the floor for any questions regarding Dive referendum. Senator Berkey.
In reference to the students' needs, which needs exactly are we hoping to fill?
So the renovation is hoping to accomplish a lot of purposes. Right now we see the Dive as a space that is really underutilized but overstressed, or like is stressed, and what it's trying to do as far as like a space for organizations, kind of a performance venue and a student union area, it's not really achieving those express purposes. So as the student space on campus, it isn't really the space where students feel that it can be a resource for them. As a space to perform in or host organizational meetings, that's not really being met to the best of a space's ability. It's not really, we're hoping that it will host medium-sized events, as campus right now doesn't really have a venue that can host medium-sized events. So in that regard, are there any other student concerns that you feel it would address?
Primarily student organizations. Right now, there's not a space that student organizations, because of the demand for Alumni Hall, you can't even book Alumni Hall the rest of the semester, it's booked, and so people are forced to get down in the Dive by default, not because they want to be there, but because they have to be there. And so it's primarily student orgs that get that space, because a formal admissions event and premier events on campus would end up getting the space in Alumni Hall. And so that's where I see it meeting the students' needs. I think there's also been a demand for a more social space on campus where students can connect with one another that is not the CAF, and that the CAF is short on seating for students who are interested in eating. You all know that to be true. And the courtyard CAF is busting at the seams with, it's very difficult to ever get a table unless it's after 4:30 or 5 p.m.
I just had a question about the fee. Would that only be paid by students who are attending? So say for myself, I'm a junior. That would only I'd only pay that $50 fee once, because that would be here for one more year.
Correct.
Okay, and then incoming freshmen pay that $50 fee every single year, as well as the next like generations of them for the next years. Okay.
So for the next 8 years, there will be an increase of $50. So depending on how many years you have left, if you're a senior, you will never see this increase. If you're a junior, 1 year, all the way down until the incoming class will have their 4 years, so on and so forth.
And then it's just $50 each year, not like $50 then $100, then $150.
Yeah. Just
okay.
$50 each year.
All right, I yield.
Senator Weiss.
I guess just kind of a point of clarification. I mean, so this will take place over 8 years, this $50 increase. At what point will students who start maybe possibly at the beginning of this increase, will they see changes by the end of their years here at Gustavus, or at what point will this be finished?
Depending on the timeline, we're actually meeting with the architect this week on Wednesday. Depending on the timeline, we'd anticipate it to be next January. So it would take about a year. Yeah, January, February. And again, it's really dependent on, can I keep speaking?
Yes.
Okay, it's dependent on what I talked to Matt and Danny about today, is that dependent on your decision to consider and then vote yes, we need to put together a full communication plan, which is where we really felt short the last time, and we're gonna look at the calendar. So again, it'd just be a year out from when the vote actually happens.
And then that would be, the final decision on that would be made by probably cabinet level. So there's a chance that while we might push to have it start immediately, there might be reasons related to physical plant that we wouldn't be able to start immediately. Maybe we would have to start a little later. So I think that you could certainly talk to constituents about the idea that we would want to start it as soon as possible. But I think that you just want to be careful about knowing that there's a lot of moving pieces that will have to fall into it. I can't imagine that at the latest it would be any later than starting a year from now.
And what would ultimately happen is about one semester of pre-construction type of work, and the dive would remain open. So there'd be architects, all that kind of stuff starting to happen. But then at least one semester it would be offline. I mean, it has to be for a reno. So there would be one semester where the dive wouldn't be, it would be closed off completely.
I yield.
Senator Goldstein.
Yes, this is a question directed at whoever can answer it. Has anything like this ever occurred, like an increase in the student activity fee to fund campus things, and if so, what was it?
Yep. Actually, the cardio area in Lund was a student fee-funded project with a referendum and a vote, I think, and a student fee wasn't quite this high, but not that far off of this high. And that's the one that I know of.
Yeah,
that's
one I know.
Yeah.
For non-inventory equipment, I would say the Campus Activities Board, prior to me coming, went for a referendum around $20 or $25 for the weekend movies and the large concert as well. I don't know.
The
I mean,
program.
It's a little bit different, but similar.
Thank you. And I yield.
Senator Thrash.
I apologize, I'm an English major. The $50 increase in the dive fee are the same thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. I yield.
Senator Schwartzenberg.
I'm just concerned as to where, like, if it's so hard to find a space already with the closing of the dive first semester, where are these organizations going to go to now if they can't book alumni?
You have any answers?
If you can.
Something that we've been talking about for a long time in the campus activities office is that we need to look at a system for managing and approving events. As I don't pretend to have any idea of how that's going to be done, but it's going to need to get done because we have a limited amount of resources for what's already being requested. So that's going to push the envelope for us to say how many events can we manage at one time, how many spaces, because right now when all the spaces are taken including the dive, people are jumping over the cap to do spaces, and at that point we can't even support the events that we have with the amount of technical and reservation resources that we have. And so again, it would just push this conversation for us to make a decision on how best to move to an approval process of events.
I would add that I think that also for the semester that it's closed, we'll probably see more more meeting kinds of things pushed into some of the academic building classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably not. I mean, just like you guys got stuck in back for the beginning of the academic year. Like, I think that's probably what we'll see happening.
So, like, I mean, so you're gonna like then, I guess, decide what events can and cannot like go on then, like swing club, musical bar, they both go on in the dive on a periodic basis. So, like, are they going to be able to
have
their events then?
Again, like I said, we do not have a system cut out at all, and it's it's more events rather than meetings. And musical bar and swing club typically use that space for practice and meetings.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, swing club can use the aerobic studio.
Got it, yeah.
There's a lot of other creative answers that we can come up with. What I'm saying is events that we can support is limited at this point, and we're over capacity on events that we can support.
Awesome. Are you?
Senator Singh?
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious as to what the renovations will look like. Is it like an expansion of space? Are we like redoing the floor?
So the dive right now is a large part of the bottom floor, but not the whole bottom floor. And so actually the renovation included the whole bottom floor. So it gives it more space, which is fantastic. Another component that was pretty popular were gender neutral bathrooms. And a lot of people like that. There is room for a few offices and storage type of things to stay, but other offices, a few staff offices and a few student group offices. We'll have to look at other space and other options for those groups. But we had and would continue to talk to the Women's Awareness Center, which is one of the big groups, obviously, or the big spaces. The group size itself isn't that big this year, but that takes up one of the big spaces. But yeah, new dance floor, everything's new. A food service facility, and Danny and Matt can talk a little bit more about the food service facility, but that the marketplace, the CAF, would run and do, which was very exciting. And flexible furniture, which was great. A stage, there's a stage out there right now. So a built-in stage with an actual performance appropriate capability, if that makes sense. I mean, you try to performances down there right now, it just doesn't really work because no one can really sit and see, and there's all sort of weird things.
So we have the blueprints in our office, the markup of the blueprints. With the Danny and Matt have a presentation of what we've used in the past to kind of explain the domino effect of what would happen with each of the spaces. So for instance, at UW-River Falls, how their kind of student organization space is set up is that there's offices on the outside, and then there's kind of cubicles that end up being in the inside for common space for student organizations. And so that's what I would envision happening in the Gussie Den, to make it more of a hub for student organizations that are currently housed down in the dive. And again, we're talking about incorporating the Women's Awareness Center into those spaces as well.
Okay. Joe was on the committee that originally did a lot of this planning.
There was also discussion about, for those who like history, about kind of preserving the history of the dive, either like black and white photos or saving some of the old tile and stuff. So there will be that like historical aspect. So the dive will be renovated, yes, but like we'll hold on to our past. So like, don't worry, it's not going to like forget about the dive.
Are you finished, Senator?
Yeah.
Chair
Rowland. I yield.
Senator Sweet.
I yield.
Senator Grotius.
I yield.
Chair Larson.
This is directed towards the dean students. They can answer this. Will there be anything done about accessibility to the dive of any sort from the student union? Because I feel like the most important thing is not what we do to the dive, but the ability to access the dive from the student union. That's what makes it also
from the campus center or from the student union?
Through the main campus center. Where, I think that's almost the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just curious about that.
That was a huge thing with the committee right from the start, and cost was ultimately a factor. To think about a direct access point from the campus center to the dive, which is fantastic, was way above and beyond what the budget could ultimately handle, or what the college felt like it could handle or support in terms of the budget. So it didn't end up, the direct access piece didn't end up in the final size. Actually, they gave us three designs. And this was the least scale design, I think. And then if you spend more, you get more, of course. And so Lana could, but we just determined that we maybe couldn't support that.
I don't think I'm making this up. I think that I'm right about this. The two buildings are on two different levels. So the campus center is deeper than the Johnson Student Union. And so to be able to take an accessible route from one to the other on the lowest level, like, you'd have to, like, adjust grade, and it would have to be, like, super long. You couldn't just zip across. And, like then if you're really talking about accessibility, like a ramp, like, the ramp would have to be, like, longer than the space that's there into the buildings. So that's where it gets complicated.
And that was one of the reasons, too, that the food service piece we talked about down there, because, I mean, it would take time to set up a culture, right, and people going, but people will go where food is. And so if there's food there and if there's a dive dollar system or whatever attached to a meal plan, that'll, you know, get students down there for purpose. And faculty and staff, I think, too, to be honest, you know.
Can I ask a point of clarification? Have you shared that the students are voting on a third of what the cost is? It's half. Yeah. Okay, excuse me. I just think that's helpful to know in the voting, and so I don't know if you intend to clarify the language.
We talked about how we could address that the board has skin in this as well, that this isn't just the students. And I mean, maybe we could toss around more, but we felt in order for it to be succinct and to say that, it was too much to try to articulate that the board is paying for this at first, but we're paying back the board and
for a portion.
We're paying half, and because I think it's important too, and I think that students would very much appreciate to hear that we're not paying for this entirely. But I don't know how.
Senator Grash.
Question for anyone who can answer it. We're motioning, or we're considering a motion to consider at this point.
Right. Technically, there's been no motion that's been made.
Okay. So is all this discussion appropriate, or is it better to save it?
This is not discussion. This is just a time for questions.
Okay.
Would you yield to our parliamentarian?
I yield to our parliamentarian.
So what right now we're doing is basically figuring out if this is actually worth a discussion. This is why we're kind of asking questions, but not getting super into it.
Okay. So then, question for the deans. This meeting you had with the architects, who is going to be at the meeting?
I'm not a dean, but thank you.
I'm an assistant dean.
I am the building manager for the campus center and the Johnson Student Union, and so Megan was the sole coordinator of the program in the past. It's now me. I am meeting with architects just to say, hey, our students are interested in this again. Help catch me up to speed with everything, because I'm not going to lie, I was not part of anything the last time around. And then Matt and Danny are going to generate a list of questions that we've had that with considerations that have changed since last year or the last year's vote. So it'll be Danny, Matt, and myself. And I, anybody else that would make sense in that meeting, I would be, not all of you, but I would be interested in having as well.
Okay, coming from my background with student employment, I think Matt Dobosensky and Heather Wilmes would be good people, maybe not in that meeting, but to be talking to.
Yes.
Since Matt's going to be, Dobo's going to be running the performance, and Heather has to secure that space for the dive dances.
Yep, and as her supervisor, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Okay,
yep.
I yield.
At this point, it is, like, very, very big picture. Like, if we go back to a vote in April, what is the timeline and costs?
Okay.
Are we still considering meal options down there, stuff like that?
Okay. I yield. Thank you.
Senator Thayer.
I move to consider the referendum for vote at next full Senate meeting.
Second goes to Vogel. This will be a two-thirds vote to move to consider.
Point of information. So if we agree to this movement, then is there still going to be discussion next week?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
In favor of moving to consider the DIVE referendum, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Motion passes. Is there any
I thought I was still on the list.
We have to consider to consider.
Point of question, clarification. Does that mean the speaker's list died?
Yeah.
Yes. So basically what Senator Thayer did is called a question. So now he called a question, so now we have to vote again to actually consider it.
Okay.
May I get the floor back? This is my motion.
No.
The motion passed.
We
so
just
now
had
we're
to
voting.
Discuss.
What you did was basically call the question.
Okay.
So now we just have to vote.
Okay. We're voting on consideration of the referendum.
Which means next week you'll have a chance to say, I think this sucks, I think this is great, I want to do this, my constituents love it, blah, blah, blah.
Or amend it.
Or amend it.
Okay. All in favor of approving the referendum for consideration, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Motion to consider passes. Okay. Is there any other old business? Any other old business?
Peyton's gonna have a coronary back
old
there.
Business.
I don't know if I can do what I want to do, so I'm just gonna do.
Senator Goldstein.
You can tell me if this is out of order. Can I bring up something about the dive, just something that I want us to look into for next week, or is that out of order at this time?
Still
business. Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Okay, my only thing, I know this discussion came up last year, is if the students are paying for it, would students get precedence over college events in some capacity? And I don't know if this can be answered throughout the next week or whatever, but I would just like, I don't know, members of the dive committee or the co-presidents to look into that. Because I know last year that was an issue that came up.
And I think last year the answer was students should definitely have priority. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I just want to make sure that's still the case. Thank you.
Is there any other old business? Old business? Old business. See you guys, we'll move on to new business. Thank you for coming. The first item of our agenda for new business is the Finance Committee, and I will turn this over to Finance Director Montes Osorio.
Okay. So I come in tonight for these five spots to be voted on. Research spring classes. Our three mandatory meetings start the week of the 24th. So these need to be approved so they know the procedure. I've been in contact with them throughout the semester as well. So DLC, Diversity Leadership Council, IBS, their group studies, the TA, peer assistant, SAE, which is student athletic volunteer educators, and the community.
I'll now open discussion on the block budget. Just discussion. Is there any discussion? Questions? Senator Thayer.
There's a rumor mill about that the PAs are going to be dissolved. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
unless nobody applies to be a PA, which seems highly unlikely given what a coveted position it is. And even then, I don't know if they would dissolve.
Pretend I'm stupid and explain to me what the block budgets do, please. I yield.
So, from section 4 of the finance allocations, which is titled block budget, very first line says block budget shall be defined as a group which has the ability to redistribute student senate funds subject to the following constraints. Groups that will be considered block budgets shall be approved as such by Student Senate under recommendations from the Finance Committee before the spring budgeting process begins, which is what we're doing now. B, the block budget shall have direct supervision by an official office of the State of St. Dolphus College. Finally, C, a block budget will not necessarily consist of a single student organization or grouping of student organizations. However, the block budget may be comprised of an executive board representing a single student organization or a grouping of student organizations. Basically, they are like an umbrella. They can oversee various student organizations, The two that fit that description are DLC and IGS.
Okay.
All five of them are overseen by an official office of the college, and they basically are bigger, entities. They're not like, I don't want to play down student organizations, but imagine for a minute that student organizations are very small entities. These are kind of bigger.
Okay. So.
I would add that each one of those has a employee whose job includes being their advisor.
Yes.
Versus a student organization who doesn't have, like, they can have any advisor that's an employee. It's not in somebody's job contract. All of these organizations, in someone's job contract, it says you have to advise this group.
All right. Thank you. I yield.
Is there any other discussion regarding block budget approval? Senator Ciotta.
Where is the budget?
Right now, we're not looking at the budgets. We're just approving which groups are block budgets.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the block budgets, DLC, IGS, PA, SAVE, and Senior Week, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any nays, please say nay. Abstentions? approved. We'll now move on to ethics committee on those personals.
All right. So as you all know, we've been making lots of amendments to the Constitution, and we finally have them ready. So I sent it out pretty late. Sorry about that. But I guess we're probably just voting to consider it.
Yes.
Pretty nicely. So these aren't it. But anyway, yeah, here we go. I don't know if you want to like look through all of them. Yes. Okay, green just means we moved something from what was already in the Constitution to where it currently is now. Red, later you'll see, is like strike through. It means we're getting rid of it completely. I guess just at the start we moved it. There's like a little preamble in like the second article. So we got rid of that except for this part and put this at the end. The ethics committee, this is going to be the most tough part to look at. Ethics committee and I, we unanimously decided earlier that maybe there shouldn't be an international student. representative, sorry. That's awful. Anyway, because it previously hadn't been filled before and we thought there was, they were getting kind of triple represented. However, in cabinet, there was kind of some debate over that, and then ethics committee, I mean, we kind of aren't too sure, even though it was unanimous, so that's that. Next. And then, ALS representatives, this is like the houses on the 7th Street, that's old, archaic, we don't want that here with it. Green stuff, so this was moved from the amendments to here. You can read it, it just describes what class is, its definition. Article 2, this is that preamble that we want to get rid of, but we have that last sentence. Don't type, just doesn't make sense, whatever. Never do it. we didn't think that you should be expected to be completely knowledgeable of all college policies and the faculty handbook, because how am I, as the ombudsman, supposed to, like, am I supposed to test y'all on this so that you have knowledge of this stuff? I don't think anybody would. Yellow is stuff that we've had. Anyway, yeah, co-presidents have full speaking privilege, but no voting privileges. Co-presidents elect, unless they are a current co-president, you do not have to become co-president elect. We moved technologies director. I forgot this.
They're now voting.
cabinet, this was amendment to move it here. Article, so impeachment, there was an amendment that got rid, or that said, like, strike this, and there's this huge thing, and it's like, why are we going to keep this if it's struck? And so they changed it to discipline. Basically, it just helps define discipline and what are the different actions and effects non person can take. There's lots of stuff. Yeah. Okay, midterm vacancies. There wasn't a whole lot on this, so we added this all in, changed it up. You can go ahead and set it. Standing committees, another thing that needed to be specified. Yeah, ad hoc, okay. Oh yeah, they said like there has to be, there can only be so many in ad hoc, and I mean, whatever, the senator is supposed to be the majority vote. Yeah. Weird stuff, doesn't matter. Yes, this is the really annoying thing. Have you have to list amendments at the end, and the original language cannot be changed. We don't think that's accurate. I think this body will probably be pretty mature from this point on. I mean, they have a wishful thinker. And simply adding the amendments at the end, but not being allowed to strike things, clutters it up. And it's tough. It's a bad stuff. Another amendment, the Senate, up the butt of putting a judicial assessment and change stuff. Another thing about stipend for administrative director amendments. And then we just got rid of all the amendments after we moved them. So that's all that is. We're
great. So, well, just to reiterate, what we're looking for is tonight a vote to consider this document so that next week there will be discussion, debate, and then an actual approval or denial of the document. Each amendment will be one motion next week.
A vote or questions that will help clarify your ability to determine whether or not you want to consider.
So tonight we'll take questions. Senator Thayer.
If you could scroll back up to Article 3, line section 5. A little farther down. Didn't we change on the last meeting? Health and housing?
I forgot to give the reformatted version before we started working on all this stuff. And I've been a little lazy, I guess, and then I've gone back and changed everything. So, the changes are made. The reformatting is made. Yeah, it's just that'll be added on because it changes direction.
And will we be able to reformat things as well? Or at any point, is it just grammatical?
Yeah.
So if I had a grammatical thing, I could change it now?
So basically, one of the things we added was that at any point, you can change anything grammatical, anything like syntax, anything like that, just a simple, I think it was 2/3 bullet. But since if we were actually making more changes, you could friendly them up. But now at any point, you can just be like, oh, I found a grammatical error in the Constitution. Let's fix it. 2/3 vote.
Okay. Would that move to consider?
Okay, so Senator Thayer has one question. Second goes to Senator Sweet. All those in favor of calling the question, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Division has been called. We need a 2/3 majority vote.
Which number would that be?
All in favor of calling the question, please raise your placards high.
God bless you.
I'm also waiting.
All those opposed, please raise your placards now. Any abstentions? The question has been called.
article in the Constitution that says Article 3, Section 3. Yes, we can pull that one up. Because it is election day, and given potential results, we need to make sure that this is suspended, just in case.
Is there a second for the motion? Senator Hoppe gets the second. Senator Vogel, would you like the floor?
I still have the floor. Yeah, I don't really need to yield.
Senator Thayer.
Can we go back to that? So if we were to strike this section, then if someone was elected today, they would then not be a co-president-elect because there was no such spelling out of a co-president-elect in the Constitution. So by striking the section, anyone elected today would not be considered a co-president-elect because we've just got rid of that position.
A point of parliament or parliamentary procedure, point of anything. Can we strike only a line?
That's what I'm currently checking.
So can I just keep stalling?
Fill the book.
So it has to be germane.
For those of you who don't know the Constitution, we, the student body of Dolphus College, in order to uphold the values of excellence, community, justice, service, and faith, to safeguard the rights of students to foster an atmosphere in which students may freely pursue their academic endeavors, and to elevate the general welfare of the campus community, do hereby establish this Constitution of the State of Dolphus College Student Senate. And
there is technically no good clear definition of suspending the rules, so you can suspend whatever part you really wanted. So yeah, we encourage an amendment to that motion.
Or she can make a friendly motion.
Or yeah, to friendly motion.
I can
friendly.
Well, no.
She can
friendly
anyone else.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move to amend the previous motion to strike that whole block and only strike.
Strike or suspend?
Suspend, sorry. Thank you for the correction. Must resign from any other Senate position.
Okay, is there a second? Senator Hobby gets a second. Discussion on the amendment to the motion to suspend the clause must resign from other Senate positions. Is there any discussion? Senator Sweet?
Okay, sorry, and tell me if I'm out of order for saying this since I'm on technically whatever. But anyway, so my question is, like, if Joe and I were to be elected, isn't the whole point of that position to be turned in? So if we suspended that for this, then how would we learn to be semi co-presidents?
Would you yield to one of parliament?
Yield.
So what would happen in, say, you and Mr. Thayer won, it would kind of have to be an honor thing where you would have to resign.
Okay.
This rule in particularly is looking specifically at the current
mm-hmm.
co-president position. Fortunately, the Constitution is very crafty. So we need to do these little patches, fixes here and there. But yeah, so if there's anything else.
Would you yield to Senator Thayer?
So yeah, if we strike that line, then we wouldn't have to resign from our positions if elected.
Okay.
But I mean, probably would anyway.
I yield.
Any other discussion regarding the amendment? Discussion regarding the amendment. Senator
Berkey. Well, I guess it seems kind of contradictory to say the co-presidents elect have full speaking privileges but no voting privileges and must resign from any other Senate positions. If we suspend must resign from any other Senate positions, then they actually do have voting privileges.
Would you yield to the parliamentarian?
Yes.
So the co-president elects can talk.
Right, but if they don't resign from other Senate positions, they still have...
You are correct in that sense. That's
then
why.
They wouldn't be so co-presidents elect. They're choosing to, if they drop out, or if they, they're choosing to move from one position to another. They don't have to vote.
Okay.
I get, you know, they're choosing to move to this other one. That's the way it is.
So, we're in a...
Wait, would you yield to co-president Timmons?
Yes.
Oh, wait, would you yield to the controller?
I will yield to whoever has an answer.
Okay. We're in a sticky situation, and what's going to happen is, on the honor of the three senators who could potentially be co-presidents-elect following 10 p.m. tonight, they, on their honor, will resign from their Senate position. I don't think anyone in this room will try to maintain their senatorship and their co-president-elect. What happened was, we'd be in a very difficult position if Senator Goldstein and I were to gain election following 10 p.m., as I would immediately have to resign the co-presidency, and with my co-president being gone at the next meeting, we would have no chairing member of this body. Technically, we would, and our wonderful administrative director would share that meeting. But that alleviates some of the concern with the speaking. We're not, theoretically, this body will not run into the situation where we have somebody holding two positions, because the three senators who are in here will, I think, on their honor, act responsibly with the intent of this constitution.
Will you yield to the controller?
And if they don't, then I'll make sure they do.
Yeah, so we're voting on constitutional changes next week, correct?
Yeah.
And so, in my mind, this is kind of a one-week thing. We have a very small issue, and this is kind of the best fix for now, and I'm probably biased in this. But at the end of next week, to my knowledge, we'll be able to get rid of this temporary not doing this, and that'll solve the issue. So if people just remember that, then we won't have the issue of, you know, a co-president-elect who's also a senator somewhere, because this is kind of directed at specific scenarios.
And,
yeah.
This is going to be more than a one-week thing, because the actual changes we're advocating, or the ethics committee is advocating, rather, will not go into effect until they're voted upon by the students. So as soon as that vote happens, you know, if it passes, then we can unsuspend it and deal with it that way.
Yeah, just a note that as soon as that's passed, we need to come back and take care of this.
Is there any other discussion regarding the amendment to the motion? Discussion regarding the amendment. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we move to vote on the amendment to the motion to suspend, quote, Ann must resign from any other Senate positions. All in favor of this amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
Aye.
Pro-abstain, yeah.
Vote passes. Now we'll return to the motion to suspend Article 3, Section 3, and must resign from other student Senate positions. Senator Nigro.
Yield.
Is there any other discussion regarding the motion? Any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor of suspending Article 3, Section 3, Clause, and must resign from other Senate positions, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
Motion passes. Is there any other new business? Senator Ciotta.
I don't know exactly how to start this, so I'll just kind of go into it.
Over the weekend, there was a situation involving a student of this school, and there was an incident where a costume was worn, and a group of people, or maybe one person or many people, could have felt unwelcomed or attacked by such costume. And I was just wondering, and as well as this weekend, I think on Saturday, there's a survey that went out regarding religious and spiritual acceptance. And I was just wondering, kind of like pondering this, like what should our stance be regarding these types of situations, this one particularly, and in future, what would our stance be, and should there be or a statement made or something along those lines? And I just like to gauge the interest or gauge the, I guess, the what the floor feels about that.
Senator, would you yield?
Yeah, I will.
Would you feel comfortable elaborating on the situation?
I personally would. There's a, I guess there's a party, and it was a costume party, and someone wore a costume that was like, that said like, it was like a towel on someone's head, and then they wrote like terrorist. So like those kind of situations, I know some people may feel unwelcome or not accepted because of that. So I'm just, I don't know, I just thought that I should bring this up on the floor here, seeing as in other situations, we have made statements, and if so, what should the process be now or in the future, say, come specifically around like Halloween time or other venues of this, of that nature? I don't know if this is, if that's like okay either, so.
If you're looking for discussion, you need to move to open discussion on the topic. Because technically right now we're just in new business.
I moved to open discussion on like that, that's on this topic.
Can you clarify a little bit?
I moved to open discussion on I guess Senate's stance on acceptance and such, and what that entails. Yes.
Is there a second? Second goes to Senator Brooks. Okay. Senator Offer.
So, Senator Ciotto, just to clarify, you want us to discuss the possibility of making a statement. Of such incidents, or we are discussing to have options, or
In a sense, like I guess would be better is like what possible avenues can we go down to address situations like this? It doesn't necessarily have to be a statement.
Okay.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. Okay. But yeah, like other avenues.
Thank you. I yield. Senator Thayer.
This is directed to Senator Ciotto. Would you feel that it would be beneficial to put this into, since we don't have a diversity committee, put this into student academic affairs?
Yeah.
We would?
Yeah.
We do, just not the chair, currently.
So we have a standing diversity committee.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Would you feel comfortable if this were to go into maybe, say, committee for deliberation throughout the week so I could come present to Senate next week? So that way we can have a defined response to that?
Yeah, definitely.
Then with the his support, I would like to then make a motion in the discussion that makes sense.
Right.
I move to charge the diversity committee to look into the matters brought up by Senator Ciotto.
For no information, can we appoint an interim chair for a committee, or is that not possible?
I don't believe so, because that's our co-president Vince and I, we select a nominee for that position.
Okay.
And then it's approved by the Senate. Also, our Constitution and past Senates before us have warned against proxies, and so I would just be able. So they're not allowed. So I would be wary of having an interim person. However, will be discussing interviews for the speech.
You could form a whole new committee too to kind of take care of matters, but that's just kind of messy. So yeah, I think I was complete with the motion.
Okay, is there a second to the charge? Senator Hinnenkamp is the second. All in favor of charging the issues brought up by Senator Ciotta and potential response or action to the diversity committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. Senator Berkey?
I yield.
Okay. Any other? Senator Goldstein?
Just a question for members of the diversity committee. If a new person is not selected, would you feel comfortable meeting on your own and kind of leading yourselves to come to a decision on this? I don't know if this is out of order. I just want to make sure we're not putting extra pressure on people that don't. And y'all, your vote to you.
Yeah, I'm a member of the diversity committee. I was just going to try to meet afterwards, after the meeting, to discuss what we're going to do about this and possibly organize a time we can meet.
Sweet. I yield.
Senator Schlichtenberg.
I was not raising my pocket. Oh, my bad. From before, I yield. Sorry. That was a while ago.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Discussion. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll return to the speakers list. Senator Thayer, under a new business.
Yes. So with the current election still afoot, I was wondering then, in terms of the elected person as well as the cabinet, upon election and I guess then up to those elected, if they were to resign from, if they're current Senate members and they resign from their positions to the administrative director, would it be possible then to notify the proper constituents and then, since it's before, outside that 5 days requirement, could we then be possibly appointing new senators at the next Monday meeting?
Yeah, I think the hope is to have people.
So then we could be like in very kind of communication and make sure that there's a nice food flow to make sure the full set. All right, I yield. Thank you.
Is there any other new business? New business? Is there any other new business? Seeing none, we'll move on to announcements. Are there any announcements? Senator
Grotius. It's Building Bridges Week, y'all. And so tomorrow night there is speed faking with Mosaic and SSA in, I think it's the boardroom at 8 p.m. Wednesday there's trivia and an alumni at 7, and I will be doing trivia with
faculty staff.
Thank you. Thursday is a surprise, and Friday is Gap's Got Talent. I don't know what that's going to be.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anyways, yeah.
About
all of the events.
Co-president Simmons. Okay, I got a whole list. So, dive questions. If you have any more, if you have any ideas, if you want input, please talk to us. Tell us how we can best serve your constituencies. Email us and we'll talk to Andrea and Megan and make sure that we are a well-informed, well-educated body. Linus is finally coming back, March 8th, 8 p.m. and alumni will be rolling and rocking. So, hope to see you there. I just want to say a big, huge, huge thank you to Ethics and Elections. You did a lot of work, and it was very, very neat in my humble opinion. This Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., Epsilon Pi Alpha is hosting a recruiting event. Free pizza in the dive. We'll be there laughing and chatting. P-ball tickets are going super, super fast. There are very few left. And Day at the Capitol. Day at the Capitol is March 18th. We'd really, really, really like to have strong Senate presence there. So if you can make your schedules work, I would imagine most professors would be pretty understanding of lobbying on behalf of students at Gustavus who really need the Minnesota State Grant to be here and make it as safe as possible. If you have questions, ask us, talk to us, and we'll give those back to you.
Great. Senator
Nigro. On behalf of the Elections Committee, if you have not voted yet, you should absolutely vote. And you should encourage people to vote, as the polls are open for 1 hour and 51 minutes.
Parliamentarian.
Okay, so I'm going to echo our co-president. You should go to Linus. It's going to be awesome. And secondly, make sure you look over the constitutional amendments. Ethics is expecting some good discussion next week, especially about the IR representative. We know that's going to be a good discussion, so please, please come with questions, things to say, something.
The triathlon, Take the Hill triathlon, run by Epsilon Pi Alpha, which is raising funds for diabetes, specifically insulin dependence. If you'd like more information, talk to Senator Krebs about it. He's in charge of it. He likes talking to people about that kind of thing.
Controller Best.
Last reminder, mid-years, last time to send them in, March 16th, 1900 hours.
From now until then.
That's how it costs.
Senator Sweet.
Next week is Theta Week, so we will be tabling all week, and you can put in your nominations who should be Mr. Gustavus, which is Wednesday.
Thursday, next Thursday at
6 o'clock
in the cap.
It's gonna be super fun.
Senator Berkey.
In case any members of the diversity committee were not listening or chose to forget, we should meet briefly after this.
Senator Rasmussen.
Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30, SAE is having a recruitment event. Cereal night, so if you like cereal, you can end your day with cereal and stop by and hang out a little bit. Yeah, in the courtyard cafe.
If you're a senior, applications for commencement speaker went out today. So, and if you're interested in applying, please apply, turn them into the Dean of Students office. If you know seniors who would do a really good job, encourage them to apply. And if you have any questions, you can always email the president to visit.
As long as we're on the topic about Greeks and going Greek, keep your eyes peeled. This is directed at the freshmen or the first year dorm representatives. So if you're in Pittman, Sori, or Coed, let your residents know that most fraternities and sororities are doing dorm walkthroughs. I know that all the fraternities are, I believe, and they're going to be meeting in common places, discussing going Greek and why you should join their organization. So keep your eyes peeled for dates on that.
Senator Goldstein.
I feel like there should be a Greek announcement, but it's not. So hockey, Saturday, do it. It's a big deal. Support all your friends and stuff, but hockey. I don't know. I know the men are at St. Thomas.
Women's are.
I believe $3 for students.
If you go to the men's game, please be excellent ambassadors and remind your peers to be excellent ambassadors, because I've spent plenty of time teaching at the students from St. Thomas that I don't like it when our students come here and behave poorly. So I really don't want our students to go there and behave poorly. It just makes us look bad.
Is there a bus that's going to be taking?
Are there any other announcements?
That sucks.
Oh, administrative director.
Announcements? Seeing none?